for giving me the floor. First, just let me start by saying that we align ourselves fully with the EU statement made in the beginning of this week. And now I just want to make a few comments on topic five of our fifth topic today, on voluntary mechanisms and regimes applicable to outer space in the context of threats arising from state behaviors with respect to outer space. Sweden regards outer space as a global common to be used for the benefit of all. We also underline the applicability of international law, including the Charter of the United Nations, to activities in outer space, as reflected in Article 3 of the Outer Space Treaty. When developing, planning, and executing space activities, states must do so in accordance with their obligations under international law. Sweden is strongly committed to strengthening international security and stability and to the prevention of an arms race in outer space, which is essential for safeguarding the long-term use of the space environment for peaceful purposes. This is also why we have supported the UNGA resolution establishing this open-ended working group. We're very encouraged by this week's deliberations, which we believe further importance and use the importance and the usefulness of this multilateral process, with the purpose of agreeing on norms, rules, and principles for responsible state behavior in outer space. Doing just that, agreeing on voluntary norms for responsible behavior, constitute a pragmatic way forward without excluding the possibility of future legally binding measures. A common understanding against which to measure state activities will contribute to building transparency, confidence, and security by reducing threats and risks of misperception, miscalculation, and unintended escalation of conflict. This open-ended working group could thereby also help to create the momentum to further future steps. Examples of voluntary norms that have contributed to increased transparency and confidence building are the Hague Code of Conduct, the COPUS, the Debris Mitigation Guidelines, and the Long-Term Sustainability Guidelines. In this context, we also wish to reiterate our welcoming of the recent commitment by the United States, as well as that of Canada announced earlier this week, not to conduct destructive, direct ascent, anti-satellite missile testing as a norm for responsible behavior in outer space, contributing to safety, security, and long-term sustainability of outer space. This is a positive step for others to follow. And before I conclude, just me once again, thank you for this week to you, Chairman, and to your team, and to all the excellent panelists, and of course to the interpreters. And we look forward to the next session in September. Thank you.